I eventually turned up at divisional headquarters at Romville, and there, on the road to greet me, to my delight, was our divisional commander. And the first thing he said to me was, "James, you'll be delighted to know that your brigade has taken all its objectives." Well, of course, I was absolutely delighted. And then, at that moment, his ADMS, who's the head doctor in the division, turned up, seized me by the collar and said, "I'm taking you off to the main dressing station." So I said, "Hey, you certainly aren't." And he said, "Yes, you must have an operation." So I said, "Okay, I'll have the operation on one condition, that you promise when it's over you'll take me back yourself, my brigade headquarters." And so he promised that he would. And as 1 o'clock came along, and I was lying in this dressing station waiting to be operated on, suddenly there was a concentration came down on Romville. And the concentration is a dense shelling. And I thought to myself, well, this is counterattack. In fact, it was 21 Panzer putting in a counterattack on our division. And about 2 hours later, I came to, it was quite an op. And sure enough, there were Brits all round. And to cut a long story short, I was told afterwards that I was the first person to be given penicillin. And I had strapped to my side a bottle, and attached to the bottle were tubes, and that went into my wounds, so that I had penicillin dripping into them all the time. But rather undignified, you see, off your backside, your trousers shot away, and everything else. And as a brigade commander, I like keeping up a bit of style.